Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brethren, about those who are asleep, so that you will not grieve, as do the rest who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep in Jesus. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Throughout history, people have wondered what happens after death. Let's turn to God's Word to see what He says. In today's verses, Paul explains what will happen at Christ's return, both to the saints who have died and to those still living. First, Jesus will descend from the sky in a way similar to His ascension. See Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Then, God will resurrect the bodies of departed believers. We know from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, that their spirits will have been with Jesus since the moment of physical death. Next, Christians who are still alive will rise to meet Jesus in the air and will dwell with Him forever. While we should strive to glorify the Lord every moment we're alive, it's important to also be aware of these future events. The reason is found in 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13, so that you will not grieve as do the rest who have no hope. In fact, verse 18 tells us to comfort each other with the understanding of what will happen when Jesus returns. What a loving Heavenly Father! He gives us such hope, comfort, and strength to endure life's hardships. Read today's scripture passage again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 through 18, but this time, in place of the words, "those who have fallen asleep," substitute the name of a departed Christian you love, and bask in the hope that the Heavenly Father has given.